What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Friday, June 28th. Shout out to my boy Ryan. Happy birthday. So, five reasons that the Jacksonville Jaguars defense will improve in 2024. Now, I do believe the Jaguars defense will be much improved compared to what you saw down the stretch last year. Early on in the 2023 campaign under Mike Caldwell as the defensive coordinator, things were going very well for the Jaguars defense overall. But you could see some chinks in the armor, some decision-making from a play-calling standpoint, and eventually it all just unraveled. I think injuries certainly played a part in that, but I also think that coaching and scheme and just decision-making from a play-calling standpoint ended up those three things combining for a disastrous end to the 2023 campaign for that defense and for the Jaguars team as a whole. As Shad Khan said, it was an organizational failure. Injuries certainly played a part, but to not be able to win two of six games down the stretch, it's beyond just injuries. Like, that football team should have been able to punch their ticket to the playoffs without question, and they weren't able to do that. But I do think there are five reasons you can clearly look at here that the Jaguars defense will improve in 2024. We're going to talk about it right now. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please consider subscribing. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube, get access to some perks. So, number one reason, it's Ryan Nielsen and the coaching staff that he brought in on the defensive side of the ball. This is a group that has cohesion, that has a clear understanding of the goals of their defensive coordinator. And Ryan Nielsen is, for all intents and purposes now, the head coach of the defense. He absolutely is. Sure, Doug Peterson is still the boss man, but the reason Ryan Nielsen was brought in here, because he's done it in Atlanta. He's done it as a co-defensive coordinator in New Orleans. He's done it at multiple stops, and he's done it at a high level. Last year, Doug Peterson had to spend too much time on the defensive side of the ball. And he's a head coach, so yes, you do need to manage the entire roster, manage the entire coaching staff. But to a certain extent, as an offensive head coach, you want the defense to be taken care of. And I think Ryan Nielsen and his coaching staff will take care of the defensive side of the ball. They're not going to need help with that. They're not going to need extra attention from Doug Peterson the way that I think Mike Caldwell's staff did last year, right? Ryan Nielsen, regardless of scheme, just his experience as a coordinator, he did a great job in Atlanta last year. Again, that defense went from one of the worst in the league to one of the best on third down and one of the best in the red zone. If you can get off the field on third down, and if you can stop teams from scoring touchdowns in the red zone, that's going to help you win football games, right? He was able to do that last year. And then obviously you look at the defenses in New Orleans, they've been very good for a long time. So I think that Ryan Nielsen and then his coaching staff, like, this is a bunch of guys that he's coached in the past, that he's worked with in the past, and they all understand the goals. They all understand that, you know, mediocrity is not going to be accepted under Ryan Nielsen. And I think Chris Richard was an absolute steal to get in here as kind of, in my opinion, you could probably say the assistant defensive head coach. He's the Jaguars secondary coach, and he doesn't have the title of, you know, assistant head coach or anything like that. But he is the top lieutenant for Ryan Nielsen on that side of the ball, and he's a great leader, a great coach. I think he's going to get the most out of his players, and he's going to help that entire defense. But I like the whole staff, and I like keeping Bill Shuey around as well. I think that was big time for the Jaguars to keep the guy who has helped Josh Allen develop into what he is, who has helped Trayvon Walker take steps forward in the first 2 years. So I think the number one reason really is Ryan Nielsen and this coaching staff he has on that side of the ball. Number two, though, how about Arik Armstead? Jaguars are able to bring in a bona fide stud. He has dealt with some injuries the last couple years, but you look at what he does in the playoffs, that guy is a big game dynamo. Like, when it comes time to win football games, Arik Armstead is going to make plays in the backfield. And he's, you know, unbelievably tall. You look across the sideline, there's a lot of tall guys on this football team on that defensive line, right? He still stands out above the rest, right? Arik Armstead, he has so much experience in big games. He's won a lot of big games, helped win a lot of big games. He can be versatile up front for the defensive line. You know, when you're talking about getting into base looks, trying to stop the run, he can absolutely do that for you. But he can also, when you want a guy to pin his ears back and penetrate from the interior, he's going to help you do that. And the Jaguars did not have that type of football player last year with any consistency. The closest thing they had was Roy Robertson-Harris. And RRH just has not been able to be consistent throughout his career. He'll have stretches where he looks like, you know, a really damn good interior pass rusher. But overall, he's the type of guy that should be a rotational player in this league. Good rotational player. But Arik Armstead will bring that consistency. He will bring leadership to the defense as well. And I think that having him in the middle trying to rush the passer along with Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker, he's going to make their lives easier. And they're going to, you know, make life easy for him as well, because they're a handful out there. Josh Allen is one of the best pass rushers in the league. Trayvon Walker, unbelievable athlete. I think Arik Armstead said that he thinks Trayvon Walker can become the best pass rusher in the league, best edge rusher, just based on his talent and the growth he's shown over the first couple years. So I think another reason.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That no one from a national perspective talks about, no one, is Devon Hamilton. I think Devon Hamilton, if he is fully healthy, if he is Devon Hamilton pre-scary medical issue, that changes things for this defensive front. It absolutely does. Like, Devon Hamilton, if he can go in there and be the stout run defender, but also a guy that can create some quick mismatches, a guy that can get into the backfield and wreak havoc, the guy you saw in 2022 and throughout training camp in the preseason in 2023, that with Arik Armstead, with Josh Allen, Trayvon Walker, Roy Robertson-Harris coming in, Mason Smith trying to work for reps. You know, PFF ranked this defensive front as 26th in the league. Even if Devon Hamilton isn't his previous self, this defensive front's way better than that. If he is Devon Hamilton that we all know and love, and all indications are that he is, like, he's put the weight back on, he's gotten himself back into football shape, this defensive line could ruin some quarterback Sundays, right? It absolutely could. I also think another reason for a potential improvement for the Jaguars defense is speed in the secondary. The Jaguars secondary is much, much, much faster than it was just a year ago. You talk about the addition of Ronald Darby, who's a 4-3 guy, a little up there in age now, probably closer to 4-4, but a very fast corner. You drafted two speedy corners, two guys that run sub 4-4, and Jarian Jones and Deontre Prince. You went and added Ronald Darby, who's a 4-3 guy. So there's just a lot more speed in the secondary. Tyson Campbell, he can fly out there as well. And Andre Sisco can run. Antonio Johnson, as more of a strong safety box type guy, isn't the fastest, but he's got long strides as well. So I think you look at this secondary, they are much faster, much more athletic. I think that does matter, especially in a Ryan Nielsen defense. So I think you could point to that potentially being a point that helps the Jaguars in 2024 in a big way in the secondary. Development of 2022 first round picks. Trayvon Walker, first overall. Devin Lloyd, 27th overall. I believe the Jaguars traded up to get him. I think these two guys are poised for big years. Trayvon Walker took massive steps forward last year, over 10 sacks. Does he need to get more consistent in the pressure department? I think so. But an overwhelming talent that is showing consistent growth over the first couple years of his career. He's a hard worker, axe to the grindstone type of guy. Still got his outside linebackers coach coaching him up, Bill Shuey. A defense that now, led by Ryan Nielsen, should be more sound up front. The principles of maintaining your gaps, maintaining leverage, and being able to penetrate and attack, I think will be better coached by this group. I really do, especially Ryan Nielsen, who has gotten the most out of like every defensive lineman he's worked with, edge rusher, defensive lineman. So I think that Trayvon Walker is in for a big time growth year, glow up year in 2024. I also think Devin Lloyd is, like, you've seen flashes. First four games of Devin Lloyd's career were unbelievable. This is a guy that can get his hands on the football. This is a guy that is a very good run defender already. It's just going to be about making sure that he is locked in with how teams are trying to attack. I think that's getting in the film room. I think that's understanding your own defense. I think that's being coached better by the guys that are here now and having a more cohesive overall defense. And I think Devin Lloyd going into year three looks like he's transformed a good bit in terms of his body. He looks just like a bigger, stronger dude out there. I think he's in store for a big year as well. So if those two first rounders from 2022 develop into the players that they look like they can be, this Jaguars defense is going to be tough to deal with for any offense in the league, including the Houston Texans, who everybody thinks is the AFC South darling right now. I think on paper, the Texans do have a better overall roster than the Jags. I have them in first place in the AFC South, but I think the Jags are right there with them. I do. So really appreciate y'all tuning in. Let me know what you think about the Jaguars defense in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member right here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Menards is your electrical headquarters. We carry all the tools and testers you need for any electrical job. Stack up your toolbox with Southwire electrical products today. Right now, save big money on Southwire electrical tools, testers, cable ties, wire, and cable. Shop our huge selection in store at Menards. Ranked number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Save big money.